To Die For podcast includes the spooky, scary, salacious, and sometimes psychotic. Listener discretion is advised.
Sorry, right. Phyllis.
Well, Lolo's about to cry. Ian's falling apart. I've got zombie brain. So welcome back. I'm pushing the button.
Yeah, I'm going to need somebody to push the button because it's certainly not going to be me. Because anytime you start off a conversation with, yeah, I was looking at photos and everybody but me was dead, is really, really
Oh, shit. That happens to me all the time.
I mean, I definitely look at, I have been looking, my photos have definitely started to include a lot more dead people in it. And I'm like, yeah. Wow, look, half of the people are dead. So that must mean I am halfway through to the end of my life. You'll know that you have reached the end of your life when everybody in the photo is dead.
But you.
You. It turns out that you are also probably should be dead, I guess.
Right.
Phyllis, I'm sorry, but you should have died a long time ago.
No.
I mean, I was like,
it would have been better,
sweetie,
for her.
Like, how are you doing? She's like, not that good.
You're so old and so miserable that you can't even lie about it anymore.
Quite shitty, honey. I'm a big ball of shit right now. I hate this. Put a bubble between my eyes, please. Jesus.
It's so
speaking of which, happy anniversary to my my grandmother. She passed away 2 years ago today.
Oh.
Noodles.
So are we just gonna talk about dead people
this whole thing?
I mean, I guess the answer is yes.
Well, you gotta say something, right? She wanted to go, she went. She wasn't, I mean, like Phyllis. She took it into her own hands.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
She was like,
good for you, Grandma.
Oh, my God.
Did she announce it to you all?
With a gunshot, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Whoa, JoJo's. Fuck yeah, dude. All right, gotta go. Bye.
Okay, welcome back to Die For.
Let's talk about more dead things.
All the dead things.
Jesus Christ. Can we have like an uplift? Can you? Okay, wait. First of all, can we? Let's start off with this, Noodles.
Wait.
What?
Hold. I'm Lizza. This is Lolo.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
And Noodles.
Hello, 90. That doesn't sound good.
90.
90.
I mean, I'm still talking to 69, just like, so you know.
90 doesn't really roll off the tongue as good as it's 64 or 62, whatever.
Okay. I mean, 99 would have been better, so if like 9 more of you could like just download, that'd be cool.
That would be very cool.
Don't download.
Because 99... I think is good, right? This is
we need to go further. We need to go down in numbers. That's how the game works.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
What's wrong with you?
We got to get down to 20.
Why?
Yeah.
Stop it.
The less downloads, the more streaming.
We don't want... but streaming doesn't help us.
How do you know?
Because Lizza said so.
Well, Lizza doesn't know anything.
Oh,
90.
Lizza, what helps us? Tell
get
us
down
what,
to 89.
What can we do to be better?
Listen.
Oh,
listen.
Yeah. All right, what do
download,
you
download, buy your shit. Like,
stream the fuck out of this thing. Don't download. That's antiquated.
No, downloading is definitely a thing.
Get on our Patreon.
Buy Bitcoin and buy our burnt merch.
Our merch.
With Bitcoin merch.
Oh my gosh, Noodles, you're just not allowed to like have any sort of business management.
Which is
what's sad is that that's what I do.
That's what he does.
You can't see right now, but wait, let me do this again.
Oh yeah. That's a concerned face right there.
Right? Oh. Yeah, you can't, like, the my glasses are just really reflecting.
So you're
missing a lot of the, like, I feel like my eyes are very, like,
they are
expressive.
Oh, wow.
But
look,
I can't
see. They look
see.
Quite nice. I mean, think about it. She's like, flush them with tears for Phyllis.
I guess.
Yeah.
You look quite good right now. I mean,
I think I'm a pretty good looking crier.
Are you good? Are you good? I'm not a good
looking
crier.
Well, I can do an ugly cry like nobody's business.
See, that's not even that bad.
I am an ugly crier on all fronts.
With, like, snot coming down, all sorts of stuff. But I can also do a dignified cry of just, like,
Wow, yeah, you're dignified. You look like, I don't fucking know. You look sad.
Right? Yeah, no, I can do a good dignified cry. I have various levels of crying. I don't like crying. I feel like, especially as a white woman, my crying is, it stops conversations. Because, you know, like, no, it does. They're like, everyone's like, oh my God, we capped it now. The white lady's crying. We better, like, do something about it. And I was like, oh, no.
I've learned that really white people don't have a voice. So, it was from a couple of weeks ago. So... Don't even try and just mime your way into getting fucking sympathy from people. You don't deserve it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, look at how different my face, like, this is how red my face is from crying. It's insane.
Well, so, here we are again.
Here we are.
90. It's to die
episode
for.
50.
What we've learned is don't listen to Noodles.
No.
I would like to ask you, Noodles, do you remember last week's episode? I remember we were place-based, but I don't remember where.
I mean, that's a step in the right direction.
How the fuck do we not get, like, what is wrong with us? Is it, do we have bad short-term memory? For
no,
like a week
I
past?
Recently, like, read a thing that, so now I have a whole new level of, like, hypochondria, like, weirdness to, like, do with, but I think I'm right, so whatever.
Dementia. Yeah,
that dementia and frontal dementia is something that shows up and regularly is diagnosed as depression and anxiety, which I was like, oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Like, so my ears perked up, and I'm like, yes, please, let's talk more about depression and anxiety. And then it's like, and it's basically your brain makes it so that you can't experience pleasure anymore. I'm like, oh, well, see, I wonder, now I'm
that just
not
sounds
sure.
Like depression,
because
somebody slapped frontal dementia
no,
on the top
but then
of
you're
it.
Also like, so they can, like, they can, I think, test it. I think also if I do, oddly enough, if I do more drugs, specifically CBD, I could actually stop it. So
I
took away from all of this,
week?
Right? Yeah, no. Do you even remember if we were the crime or the
it was a crime.
The spooky? It was,
it was a crime.
What were we upset about?
Fuck yeah, dude. It was fucking Bruiser Brody.
Oh yeah,
Bruiser Brody, man, and I researched a shit ton out of that thing.
I totally looked up Bruiser
Brody.
Fucking
Vader number
that.
One. You can go suck a dick, Invader number one. He's still alive. He made shit ton of money. And you know what? I watched the interview. I watched the interview with fucking Tony Atlas. Tony Atlas.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked? Tony Atlas is the best man I've ever met, and he's super smart. I think he's from North Carolina or something like that. Really down south black man with a huge heart. I like Tony Atlas. Anyway, frontal dementia is not a thing. It's a myth. You just have depression.
What? You're just making shit up. Again, 90. Don't listen to Noodles. He's fucking crazy.
Did WebMD tell you about the frontal dementia?
No, it was some article I want to say in the New York Times, but I can't remember.
God. All right,
perfect.
We've got a 10-minute intro to this fucker. What are we talking about today?
Puerto Rico, part two.
Oh yay, Puerto Rico! What
all
my
right,
favorite.
Yeah. Even after all of that, I still couldn't remember where the fuck were they.
Well, it is our spooky ookie dive this week into Puerto Rico. And we're gonna head about 20 minutes away from the stadium where Bruiser Brody was stabbed to Old San Juan and the Teatro Alejandro Tapia y Rivera, which is
a lot of words.
The fuck you said?
Yeah, it's more commonly known as the Teatro Tapia, which is much easier to say.
Which is
it's a theater. Theater. Teatro.
I don't know. I don't.
Right, we're not good with other languages.
Yeah, no. Also, why are we going only 20 minutes away from this horrible, horrific death of Bruiser Brody? Rest in peace.
I mean, do you want to go further? I think it's not a location thing then.
It could be in Puerto Rico.
I don't think Puerto Rico is all that big.
Right?
Exactly. That's why you could have done Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is literally only 30 minutes wide.
You've got the shop.
Again,
you got where Bruiser
Brody
died. And
nothing about Puerto Rico. Right. We, I think, established that last
episode.
Meet me
7 minutes past Bruiser Brody's death spot. That's
only
where I want to.
Only in California do we talk about distance in time.
Time. Yeah.
Is
no,
that really
here.
A thing?
Yeah. I mean, we like California, everything is like, oh, yeah, it's 45 minutes away. It's 30
minutes distance
away.
Distance in time.
Yeah. No, we only say how long away it is.
That's like, kind of like here, though, because like I used to at my old job, my job was like maybe 15 miles. And instead, it would take me an hour to get 15 miles. So it was like, oh, how far away is that? Oh, it takes me about an hour. Like,
yeah,
miles are unimportant
according to time.
Yes. So
Puerto Rico at that theater,
it's 30 minutes wide,
20 of those 30 outside of Bruiser Brody's death spot. Scene.
I was going to say stabby spot. Because he died at...
Don't.
No. I don't know where the hospital was.
Jesus. Stop that.
Okay.
Leave him alone, that sad man.
Dude, you made the joke about your grandma.
Was it even just a... I don't think it was a joke. I feel like it was a statement of fact.
He said, just put a bullet between her eyes, and then he said, speaking of, my grandma died.
It wasn't between the eyes. It was more brutal. It was in the sternum.
Oof.
Yeah, who does that? So... She's a fucking baller, dude. Shock collar, 20-inch blades on the Impala. She's a fucking badass, dude.
Jesus Christ. All right. We're moving on.
I actually do have props for my grandma. I mean, I think she... So, actually, Ted, tying in here... not to go into this too deep, but she thought she might have dementia. So she was like, nope, I ain't going down that road.
Yeah, it's not a fun road.
That is not true. She was murdered and you know it.
No.
Okay.
Maybe. We're going to do an episode on his grandma. God.
No, it makes me too mad. I can't. Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
Yes, because it's enraging. Okay. So before the theater was there, it was a spot where the public hangings would occur in the 1700s.
Cool.
So
entertainment.
Just entertainment of a different sort, but also right off the bat, some bad juju going on with that particular, you know, piece of land. But construction began in 1824 on the south side of Plaza Colón and was completed in 1830. It is designed in the Italian style and is a horseshoe-shaped opera house with three tiers of boxes seating 640 people.
Is it all indoors?
All indoors, yes.
Not like the globe.
No. It's very pretty. Well, the inside, the outside, it's kind of
a little weathered.
Not even, it's just kind of like...
What's the name of this place?
Teatro Tapia.
Yeah, I was going to look it up and then I realized that I can't spell and it wasn't going to work. So I was like, meh.
Yeah, it's just kind of austere. I don't know. The inside, though, is very pretty. So it was officially opened in 1832 and is one of the oldest continuously operating theaters in the entire U.S. So that's cool. For over 100 years, it was the center of cultural life in the city. It went through several names before it was officially renamed in 1937 after Alejandro Tapia y Rivera. I probably said that really bad. I'm sorry.
It is a quite nice looking inside. The outside looks like a courtroom.
Right? It's just very bleh.
Strange looking outside. It almost looks like LaLaurie's mansion.
Yes. Yeah, it's just very weird. Kind of stark, but like yellow too. So I don't know.
I mean, do I like it?
No.
Probably. Yeah, I think you like the inside. I think the outside you'd probably, paint it.
I mean, it's yellow, so you would like
right?
it. But,
yeah. Dude,
but design-wise.
Send me a link.
No, you gotta try. You gotta sleuth like we did.
No,
sleuth.
It's not gonna happen. Do you see how I took my glasses off? I literally can't see shit anymore.
Let alone spell. Okay. So it was named after this guy who was a Puerto Rican poet and playwright in the 1800s. It unfortunately went through quite a few years of neglect in the 40s, but was then saved from demolition by the former long-term mayor of San Juan. And then, where did Noodles go?
I don't know. Noodles.
Hey, baby. I took a really big bite. I didn't want you guys to watch me. Fuck off.
He's just turning off, like, things so we can't see him.
We're moving on.
Continue.
Jesus Christ, you. Okay. So it was, there's something licking my toes. Okay. Sorry. The dog snuck up on me. Okay.
Delicious.
that's where Noodles went. Ew. That's what he's eating. My toes.
Oh my god, he crawled under the table.
Yeah,
like your toes.
Yeah.
At first, I put like that. First I put barbecue sauce on.
Gotta get a little extra flavor, you know.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. 90. I don't like toes. They're not bad. They're not great. I'm just not a foot guy.
I mean, I don't need anybody's toes near my face. I'm just not. No. I like feet further away from my face.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look so disgusted. Okay. Back on track. Our poor little building that was neglected was restored in the late 1940s and then again in 1976 and then 1997 to return it to its old world charm and deal with some hurricane damage, stuff like that. So it continues to host musical theater, drama, ballet, and other cultural events. Ta-da! All right, y'all, we took a snack break. We watched.
Tell me about these Mexicans.
Funny tick. No.
First of all, they are part of the United States, so not Mexicans.
Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, same thing.
Oh my god! Have you learned nothing from us? Other than the fact that we're like whatever the woke assholey white version is.
SJWs.
No, I would not classify myself as that, but maybe because I certainly am not a warrior. But I do have to do a lot of equity and diversity training. And I talk to a lot of students and oh my god, people are fucked up and they say awful things to so many people.
Like what?
You should go back to where you come from.
Quit trolling her.
I'm not trolling. I'm asking a legitimate question from an SJW white lady. Tell me all the woke, woke me.
No.
It's clearly not
woke
working.
My soul.
No, I am not going to. I mean, I'm not going to woke you.
I want to be woked.
She's emotionally delicate. Right
now. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I mean, it's not gonna.
You're right.
All I can say is that shit that comes out of your mouth sometimes is literal shit.
Which is good for a lot of things, like growing new ideas via fertilizer. So,
you know, some fertilizer's not good.
Oh my god.
Oh. You're like the fertilizer with Monsanto in it.
I'll sue you if you use it.
All right.
Tell me about these Puerto Ricans.
I'm trying. So before we get to the spooky stuff.
This is a spooky story, I forgot.
Yeah. We have
right.
to.
Well, remember, everybody died before they even put this shit there.
Right. So we have to look real quick at the long and violent history of San Juan itself, because that is the area that the theater occupies. So going back to the late 1500s, the city, which was less than 100 years old at that point, was under attack by numerous foreign powers because white people are assholes. Mm-hmm. It was a merchant and military stopover, so it had a whole bunch of like rich cargoes and stuff that the other countries were like, ooh, those should be mine. The English lay siege in 1595. The Dutch sacked the city in 1625. The English were back in 1797 during the French Revolutionary Wars. And then in 1898, the U.S. Navy showed up.
Dang, San Juan got gangbanged, dude. Jesus fuck.
Seriously.
Fucking A.
God
Run
damn
a train
it.
On that bitch.
Goddamn whiny.
Right? So this
we all
led
want
to
stab.
Seriously, this led to bombardments of the city and then other battles. But the island was then ceded to the U.S. by Spain in the 1898 Treaty of Paris. After that, it seems to have calmed down mostly, at least in regards to like foreign outside ass raping type thing.
Right. No, now we just rape them like domestically by not giving them statehood but demanding the control over.
That's called consent.
No.
I mean, we didn't ask.
You come to my house, you can't be raped. Right? You better know what's going to happen if you open that door.
Jesus. Jesus.
No, they definitely got raped.
Like, how many people are going to think that this is really...
I know
they're
right?
not going to know.
Right? No, this is like... Yeah.
My persona on here is the fucking worst person.
You really I mean, it really is. It's awful.
I love it so much.
But it's also kind of fun to watch Laura's head explode every time.
It's the only time why I do
Where
it.
Where I'm just like, are you... fucking kidding. I mean, I gotta tell you guys, I do spend a lot of time like where people are like literally saying this shit and meaning it to me.
Oh right. I say it in the supermarket, like, in the self checkout line, and I watch all the people beside me just like I'm like
yeah, well the thing is it's specifically not funny because it's true.
He's
not that
definitely...
you think that, just that it is like, the, I mean, okay, so the George Floyd thing came out and like all these like people were so excited and then I was just sitting there crying. I'm like, this should not be a level of like acceptable. This is right up there with, I'm really sorry that everybody in your photo is dead.
All right, we're...
I'll be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, I lost my place.
Tell us about those Puerto Ricans.
I'm trying! So needless to say, over the years, there have been many deaths, and lots of them have been pretty damn violent. So many locals and visitors believe that all of this has led to a lot of restless spirits and the entire area in general being haunted, not just the theater.
It's literally overcrowded by ghosts.
Yes.
They had to expand. It is ghost sprawl. It's similar to urban sprawl, but, you know, ghosty.
I mean, on the plus side, if you're a ghost, you can, like, float and shit. So can you spread out into, like, the
ocean? An assumption.
Do you have to get your floating license to as a ghost? Or is it, like, a level of...
You have to, like, train for it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just willy-nilly float around. Like, you might hurt somebody. You got to have a license.
You accidentally float into someone.
Exactly.
Yeah, shit. You can't crash.
Exercise. You got exorcism. Look what you fucking did. All exorcisms are just really horrible drivers. Fuck.
Or like two ghosts accidentally float into each other and then they get all like tangled up.
And then they're
just
one ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, you're stuck with them for all eternity. It's shitty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be rough.
Sounds like my marriage.
Shit. Does your wife
along.
Listen to this podcast?
Floating no. along. Poof. Mac Price and fucking white girl. Great. Stuck with this woman forever.
That would be true hell.
I did make her listen to the curtain sex, though.
Oh, right.
So, you know, that was fun. All right, we got the history stuff out of the way.
Did we?
I think we did.
No, we're going to come back to this.
Yeah, so let's get spooky all up in this bish. Okay.
It's slowly becoming more and more, like, aggravated. Spooky up in this bish! Like, you need to get... You know, like, when somebody is, introduced into the ring? You need to say it like that.
Like, get some, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin shit going or something.
So instead of, she has to, like, go, like,
are you ready
to get spooky?
Up in this
up in the fridge!
Jesus.
Oh, man, if I could get my, like, brain together, I would have a really excellent, like, something about... Admission covers the whole seat, but you only need the edge. But
nice.
That
would have been really good.
It would have been really good. I don't have it though.
All
high
right.
potential.
Just bring it in
so
low.
Close. Almost made it.
Again, ooh. I bring literally nothing to this podcast.
Gas. You bring. Gas.
I do. Is that the gas that fuels everything forward?
That's what gives you the spooky dookies.
Oof. And ghost, I mean, honestly, ghost smells.
Ghost smells, exactly. All right, so we're starting off with our usual spooky subjects. Suspects, not subjects.
It's 38 minutes in this fucker and we haven't even talked about the fucking... Jesus.
Here, I gave us some gas to move us forward. Yeah, hopefully that'll propel us.
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't find tell of any ghost smells, so that is sad. But we do get footsteps and whispering when no one is around.
Wait,
doors.
Is that somebody just whispering when nobody's around?
I have a question. How, if nobody's around, I hear it.
How
did they really
know?
Whisper?
Exactly.
Did the tree fall in the woods?
Right.
No, they will be the only person there, and they will hear whispering.
Okay. Are we sure that it's not in their head?
Right.
No.
This is like a fucking Fight Club situation. Good call.
Right?
All
right.
Tyler Durden's in that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when that happens.
I mean, why? He's hot.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind him in my bitch. Mm-hmm. Alexis! Gotta get Fight Club on the TV screen.
I don't even want to imagine how this is gonna go, so can we move forward?
We're trying. Doors will open and shut on their own, and people will often feel something brush by them even though there is no other person near them. There are also orbs that can be seen, and in the, like, basement workshop area underneath the stage, people will frequently see shadow figures, your Ooh. Favorite.
Shadow figures.
He's so shadowy. is going to be so weird. Okay. And the large double doors will open and close on their own.
It's called a fucking convenience store. Jesus Christ.
Right? I mean, they do have, like, are you sure? Like, there's a lot of doors in the world that open on their own. So, currently, so you're not impressing me. We have no ghost smell.
I see some guy standing by a 7-Eleven just
freaking out.
We
got some dude with whispers. We got some dude with schizophrenia. So, honestly, right. I feel like we just need a mental health.
Exactly.
Like
you've got like a homeless guy in the corner. You got some guy with a fucking laser pointer in his car, and then some guy's just freaking out because of the doors because he's trying to get a fucking Slim Jim.
Right.
You're
like,
oh my god,
they don't sell Slim Jims at the theater. They don't.
I hate you both.
Do they not? Yes, they do. Slim Jims are sold at gas stations. It's like the only.
That's not a theater. That is not the same thing as a theater.
Wouldn't that be great? You're so Slim Jims at a theater?
Because they're.
I actually think that'd be a fantastic idea if you had a white trash theater. And, like, you stripped it away of all of the class. Like, you had nachos. You could wear, like, onesie pajamas.
I feel like this exists somewhere already. Technically, I think the old Globe was kind of, like, on that front. Because it was just, like, a common man's theater. So people could go and, like, throw eggs and shit. And it was just, like, barred.
Tell us more of these spooky stories.
That you don't like? Okay.
I love them.
So this one, I don't think I've actually heard of any other place, so that's kind of cool. People will hear an entire ghostly choir singing on the empty stage.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That actually is pretty cool.
Like, I've never heard that before. Like, you know, you get the voices every once in a while, or like...
So did it all of the choir die at once?
I don't know. That's what I like. Or did one person died and started haunting the place, and then like
another
fellow
cast
member? Like,
no, I really wanted to like hang out with you. Or maybe the building itself took on the feelings from the choir.
So it's like a what do they call it? Like a pet adoption agency where they just have like.
No, that is entirely not what I was thinking. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like I want to adopt a ghost, but they're all at one spot before I pick my ghost out.
No, you have gone a different direction.
I'm thinking that like that first ghost is like, bitch, you have to stay because the alto section is like really weak. So
I think that tracks more with what I know about choir, which is nothing.
Cool. So we know nothing about Puerto Rico and choir. Cool.
Well, we know there's a motherfucker there named Invader Number One who's an asshole. We know that.
We also know that Noodles is not to be trusted with anything.
Perfect.
I mean, that's...
Accurate.
Accurate. Mm-hmm. Very accurate.
I mean, we're just stating facts, right?
90, yeah. I'm sorry. You can't expect me to pick you up at 7:30. It's going to be at least 15 minutes late because I didn't get in the shower on time. I wanked it in there a little longer than I thought it was going to do. And now I'm a little bit late. You couldn't trust me again.
I really do appreciate that you are honest about your lateness, but it might be a little too much sharing.
No.
No.
That's exactly what they needed to hear, 90. Thank you.
Sharing is caring. All right.
Is there any bad voices in this choir? That's what I want to know. Is there one that's just not doing so great?
Super out of tune.
Right, that actually killed the rest of the choir.
The person who's hearing it's like, all they can, they're like, wow.
Oh my god, did somebody murder the whole choir because they weren't allowed in?
Right, they weren't in first chair. Is that choir?
That's not a choir thing.
That's like an orchestra
thing. That's like an orchestra thing. Yeah. Look, we knew that.
We did.
There you go. All right. Well...
Well, there you go. Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna keep moving.
So the employees seem to get a lot of the activity, which I guess like makes sense because, you know, they're there the most. But the ghostly antics have freaked out some of them so badly that they quit.
Or was it the shitty pay?
Or the lack of nachos and Slim Jims.
Again, I mean, not a theater thing.
I love nachos.
I can't eat cheese anymore.
What's wrong with you?
Everything.
I mean, I can't, my body can't handle dairy. It's retarded.
I mean, maybe you should just become a ghost so that you can eat whatever the hell you want.
I would probably just make ghost smells.
Mm-hmm. She already does if she eats cheese.
I want to have an episode where we go into the legitimacy. Like, somebody has written a book that documents the boundaries of and rules that most ghosts must follow.
Zero people have written that.
I'm certain somebody has.
Yeah, but they're just somebody, not anybody. Like, it's just like, dude, you could write that. You could write that, and you would be the master.
Maybe that's what we're doing. The fuck you are. We're just uncovering the sheer boundaries at which these ghosts cannot function. You can shit as a ghost. You can fart. We know that they can fart.
Have there been ghost poos? I forget.
I don't know if we've had a ghost poop.
I think we just came up with spooky dookies.
Right, but there has not been a ghost poop.
No.
Not that we've
seen. Where are you getting this from, Noodles?
Well, I mean, does anybody really like being seen poop? So maybe they're just like, no, you're not going to watch me poop because that's just weird. Like, even if you're dead, you're like, I don't want to watch.
No, not. You're not going to watch me poop. What, you don't have to just remake the poop. The poop's already made.
What do you mean?
The poop is already made and made and then immediately died and turned into a ghost.
See, that's what I'm thinking. This is what I'm saying. Is this a lifestyle where you are doing the things that you usually do, but just in a ghostly realm? Or do you carry this shit with you all the time because you happen to carry shit with you when you die?
I think that's if shitting was part of your death, then you might have multiple poops. But again, if a ghost smell can exist.
This guy's got like a suitcase full of shit. Like,
if I have to shit after I'm dead, I am going to be so upset. I mean,
would you? Because I would say that pooping can be very relieving.
Okay, maybe, actually, you know what? I just don't want to pee anymore. I pee like I'm pregnant, like every 20 minutes. I don't want to pee anymore.
Oh my god, you're becoming Nana. She didn't want to pee either. She wouldn't drink water
for years.
She wouldn't drink water because she didn't want to pee.
That sounds like me.
Oh my god, you guys have got to drink water. She wouldn't drink literally anything.
It sounded like somebody's neck breaking.
She wouldn't drink anything.
It's my ice. All right, back on track. So, the third floor mezzanine, there was an employee on a ladder changing a light bulb.
How many did it take?
One.
One guy? Employee. One guy to do it? How many light bulbs?
And how many ghost smells?
No ghost smells.
Okay.
But ghost person showed up next to him.
Took one dude and one ghost.
Well, I don't know that the ghost was actually helping. He just was there.
Moral support.
Okay. Well, he failed because he showed up and the employee saw him and he disappeared and he was like, what the fuck? So he tried to brush it off. But then this unseen thing started pulling on the leg of his pants.
Ew, not okay. On the ladder? Well, he was on the ladder?
Yes.
Not cool.
Work safety? That's definitely OSHA violation.
Definitely. Well, he was this is not a safe environment, so he yeeted the fuck right out of there and never came back.
I'm excited that I know what yeet means now.
Yay!
Bring that up. I remembered.
I feel like yeet is changing. It's an evolution.
Really? Where did it start? Where did we end?
No, we're not doing this.
I want to know.
Can ghosts be transgender? That's a real question.
Of course.
Can they change whenever they want, like a normal person, or when you die a woman, are you dead as a woman forever?
I mean,
that's a good question.
No, it's not. It's
yeah, it is.
Question.
If you die a woman, are you a woman?
It's a stupid question. I think you can. I think being a ghost is just going to be whatever personal hell you want to live in.
Or dying.
Just eternal. No, I feel like the ghosts are not like being dead. I feel like the ghosts are just continuing whatever like their greatest hits were.
Perfect.
The greatest hits. I like.
What are Love your it. Greatest hits? I want to know as no. a thing, like, what is your greatest hit?
What I mean, the first hit of crack was fantastic. I just had to say that.
Oy vey. Moving on.
No, you have to tell us your favorite golden oldie.
Greatest hit. What's your greatest hit that you're gonna do as a ghost?
I perform as Ducky. Get up there, tassels.
Right. Which outfit? You can only have one forever.
She's perpetually swinging around those tassels.
Right. Her boobs
she
are
can't
just constantly.
Eat, she can't eat anything because the tits are just consistently
whacking me.
Lizza, I'm gonna let you like think about that. Noodles. What's your greatest hit? Are you just gonna wank it the whole time?
I mean. That is a pretty good one, but I don't know about that. Greatest hit. I'd have to say... I honestly think my wedding day was probably one of the better days.
Do you want to make me cry some more? Fuck you.
I was thinking that too, but I didn't want to be too sappy.
You were going to say your wedding day too?
Yeah.
Oh my god, am I a bad person?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say making a pot or something. Oh my god, am I a bad person?
No, I legitimately said wedding day because I was maybe Alexis will listen to this, but she won't. So it's definitely crack. Pot's close second, I think. I've made pottery before. A pottery.
I've made.
I was in pottery class actually. It was pretty good. All right, continue on with these Puerto Ricans.
Are you sure? Am I allowed? Is that a
Puerto Rican? Do ghosts have accents?
Why would they speak in another language?
Can they speak all languages?
That's my question.
You know,
but with an accent,
or is it just like? Whoever's viewing them, the ghost already inherently knows what they're used to.
Are we all high?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I might be a little permafried.
Because I feel like this
time.
Is the serious stoner conversation going.
I mean, you can delete, like, most.
Yes.
Pretty much all. It's fine. All right. You know, we're just having a time.
We are. It is a time. All right. Well, after this poor guy with the whole pants pulling thing, there's also the ushers will have
someone... Wait, did he die? Like, was he
no.
tall?
No.
Or nothing?
Remember, he yeeted. He yeeted out of there.
Oh, and he wasn't yeeted. He
no.
yeeted.
Yes, he that's, yeeted himself.
That's different.
Yes, and he never came back, though. He quit.
I mean, that's good. Some good eating.
Yes.
That's an A-grade yeet right there.
It really is. It wasn't a slow yeet. It was the full-on
full
E-pass. Yes. All right. Ushers will also have someone that speaks behind them saying, like, excuse me, and then when they turn around, there's no one there. Performers will also get a bit of a shock during rehearsals and such. What, Noodles? mouth is full.
Nothing. I'm not saying a single thing. Mm-mm.
All right. That's not the point of this podcast, but all right.
I just thought a lot of midgets aren't getting seen.
Jesus.
And that is why...
It's just a line.
When Noodle says nothing, it actually means I was thinking something wrong.
And he's going to say it. And Lolo's head is going to explode. So good. All right. Well, the performers also get a bit of a shock during rehearsals and such when the seats should be empty. Instead, they will look up and see ghostly apparitions sitting and watching the show or walking about on that same mezzanine level. Gotta say, those second set of goats are kind of... ghosts. That second set of ghosts are kind of rude. Like, quit walking around during the show. Like, be respectful.
Maybe they have to go to the bathroom.
Maybe they were... That was, like, their entire... Their greatest hit was being an asshole in the theater.
Ian. Noodle.
I... You're gonna make me, you're gonna make these people think I'm the worst.
I mean, we don't even have to make them think you are doing a good job.
He's just up in the third mezzanine, just snapping into a Slim Jim, walking back and forth,
what else
and
we
then
say?
Actually crunching
on nachos.
That is why you're not allowed to have nachos.
Yeah, but. What do you, can you eat anything at the fucking theater?
When you go outside of it, there's no food in the theater.
Why not?
You just sit there and be quiet because there's actual people, not just like a movie playing. There's actual people that are trying to focus on doing a thing where people don't talk.
I'm telling you, I feel like I'd feel a lot more comfortable if people were just slapping on a Slim Jim. And I was able
slapping
to do...
Slapping on it?
Yeah, like slapping them, you know, just slap... All right,
nah,
continue.
It's not going to go well.
Fuck. Okay. anywho, there is a specific ghost of a lady that shows up in an Edwardian era dress that appears in box 105. She will show up behind patrons during a performance and then just as quickly disappear.
So they never see her.
I don't think they necessarily see her, but, you know, other people will see her. Maybe, I guess, if they turned around, they might see her.
I want to see this Edwardian dress because I think it's probably fly as fuck.
Probably.
Most definitely.
Also, that was so hard to say.
It is hard to say.
Edwardian style dress.
In un-Edwardian. Say
in
un first. Edwardian
style dress.
In
un. Yes, because A-N, because it starts with E. Damn. In an Edwardian era dress.
In
an.
In
an. Edwardian.
Yeah.
In an.
Un-an. In an.
Yeah. No, this was the most stonorious.
Wow, so high for like we skipped 420, you guys. It is no longer.
I don't even
today?
Smoke.
Oh, it's
tomorrow.
Whatever. No, it's
or
yesterday. It's fucking yesterday.
Yeah, because today is when my grandma died. So yesterday was 420.
Oh man, why
she died on Easter. Wait,
420? Did she? Oh my god, did she race?
She did.
My grandma's a ghost, dude.
Zombie. 3 days later, did she rise again?
Make you go pick up all the eggs.
Oh, fuck.
Go pick up all those eggs, Diana.
We're all going to hell. Okay.
Aren't we already there?
Yes.
Yerp.
Yerp. The most famous ghost of the theater is one of the past performers. It's said that she either dropped dead during a performance or that she plummeted to her death during a performance, which I feel like it's a really big difference.
She dropped
why,
dead.
Why? So, oh, wait. Yeah, because one, so one is saying that wrote. She fell down, and the other yes. one said that she, like, jumped off.
The archive yeah. doesn't know how to explain it correctly. The reporter's like, yeah, she dropped dead from 50 feet.
Right.
Boom.
So, I mean, maybe it could also be, like, a language translation thing, but...
It's like a A guy from like another country is the reporter on that day.
Right. No, that does sound like such a translation.
Yeah, it does.
I'm like, those are two very different things.
So do we know what it was?
No. Oh. No, we don't know. It was one or the other.
Cut to the chase. What do we do?
I don't know. I don't know how she actually died.
Which one do you want it to be, but this
is this is the one that's behind you?
Yeah. No, this is a different lady.
Where does she, how does she show up?
She wanders around all of the grounds and such.
So I needed to know this before I tell you like what my thoughts are. But so all she was doing was just walking around.
Just imagine yeah, she just kind of standing there, and how she shows up is just slamming into the ground next to God. Jesus.
And they said that she just dropped in during a performance.
Or plummeted to
or
her
plummeted
death.
To her death. Well, she was an
during
actor.
A performance. Yes.
She what
was
would an you
actor.
Be doing to plummet and to your death as
an actor? Walking around.
Maybe she was playing Juliet, and she was like up in the tower, and she fell, and she.
I think she committed suicide from the top and fell out around the building, and that would be why she. So she like jumped.
Oh. Okay.
Hence plummeted. To her death.
But it said on, like, well, okay.
It's during a performance. Never mind.
During
I'm
a performance, yeah.
I'm a fucking liar. I don't know. The stage doesn't look, like, really high up, but that's why you have oh my god. Guys, I know about safety. Orchestra pit safety nets is a thing.
Very, very much so a thing. You don't want a tuba to the chin. And that's why.
You don't want people falling on your expensive organs.
Organs. Another translation error.
I was thinking about
don't follow my organs.
So
I'm in my organ.
Orchestra is an organ. I don't know.
She fell to her death and plummeted into somebody's organ.
Look at us. We said the same.
Ooh. All I can think of with that is from The Princess and the Frog, where the guy falls into the tuba, and he's like, oh, you're finally getting into the music. He's like, oh, do you get my joke? Because you're in a tuba.
I don't
you're
get it.
In... Okay, I don't care.
You're not part of this joke. Everything isn't about you, Noodles. Oh.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
A white man.
Right. I know that. I was like waiting for that.
To all those white men out there.
Nope. Don't finish that sentence.
Uh-huh. Love you.
Moving on.
Nope.
Rose before
now,
hers.
Acceptable. Acceptable. That's totally unacceptable.
I think that's a very good rule of thumb.
Am I your bro, dude?
For sure.
Okay. All right, so I do have to say that finding info on hauntings and such like that in other countries can be a little more difficult sometimes.
It's not another country.
Okay, well, okay, you are correct.
She doesn't know shit about Puerto Rico.
I don't.
Okay. Maybe other cultures is what I'm looking
right.
for.
Occupied what is, colonies.
Sure, but I've also looked at other, like, actual countries, and, like, they'll be like, this place is super haunted, and then that's all they'll say about it, and that was kind of like this one, they're like, it's the most haunted thing in San Juan, and what
but
I told
they
you
don't
was,
show you the receipts?
No, what I've already told you was literally all I could find, so...
We're coming up short on Spookyookies.
Well, no, I found some other things. So yeah, because like every single, I was like, I did my research before I chose Puerto Rico as a topic. I'm like, okay, I got my true crime, I gotta find my spooky ookie, and I was like, oh, I found all these websites and they had like things, and I was like, great. Didn't read through all of them. I was just like, hey, they've got like a decent amount of stuff.
You buy put some them all carpet together. In Puerto Rico, it's great.
It'll be great. Turns out, like, every site uses basically the same two paragraphs of, like, history and hauntings.
But, so and, they like, get the...
You're telling me you ain't going to the library in the Dewey Decimal System searching...
Library?
No. Library searching? And Dewey.
Yeah. Why aren't you going through the Rolodex like you're supposed to? When I think of a sleuther...
I went through the Google Dicks.
Google Dicks?
Yes.
Don't Google dicks. It's not going to go well.
Unless it's cause penis on Reddit, and then you should Google it.
Oh, right. You told me about what that. Is a real cause dicks. Penis?
Is that, like, it's Bill actual Cosby's penises, penis? Though. Just so we know that I am sending you to go see real penises. No, it's people putting their penises in cosplay and taking pictures and putting it on Reddit, and it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I'd make mine Hodor.
It's a doorstop, your little exactly. Chody.
I love it when you call me little Chody.
Jesus.
Can you get like a gang style tattoo that says Lil Chody? L-I-L Chody.
Apostrophe, don't forget the apostrophe.
Oh yeah, sorry. Please, just like across your chest.
No,
it's right above. Right between the belly button.
I combine it with this kid I used to know in high school.
What? Don't include the kid.
I'm just saying.
The story is stopping like his now.
How he it's talked well. And how he talked in addition to the name Chody. Little Chody.
Ew.
Little Chody.
So creepy. How does so much creepiness come out of your mouth?
I told you, I'm alone a lot.
I think I understand.
Yes. All right. Well, I had to do some extra digging for some other options, and I found out that Ghost Hunters International investigated the theater.
Yes. I want to go watch that.
Where did I? Oh, that one I found on Peacock. You can find it on Peacock. Yeah, so season 2, episode 26, which aired in February of 2011. Gotta say, though, I don't like this show nearly as much as Ghost Adventures with Zach and crew. Mm. I do have to say, though, that potentially the Ghost Hunters team may be slightly more believable since they don't come out of it with evidence from just, like, everything. But, you know, I don't know. What do I do?
I feel like I like the Ghost Hunters more because...
I've never seen any of these people.
Really? I love watching these shows. Why?
Next time
Why do
we're
I love
watching
these
Ghost
shows?
Adventures.
Because I'm too busy watching beheadings online.
Hilarious. Yes, seriously. Jesus. I do have to say, though, there was a lot less yelling and taunting of the ghosts, which was probably nicer for the ghosts.
Is so. That the, for the hunters or for the adventurers?
Adventures. Zach is very aggressive in his...
So he was mean to the ghosts?
He's usually kind of mean, yeah.
See, I think that's why I like the hunters better.
Oh, but then they're all, like, very bro-y. They're like, dude, bro! And then they get scared, like, really hilariously, like...
This is the... Which one is
Adventures.
This? Adventures. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm still really... You're just talking me more into the hunters.
All right. Well, I just find it funnier to watch.
My level of interest...
I'm an asshole. I want to watch other assholes.
My level of interest is just... I don't want to watch these men.
I'm gonna make you do it anyways. So, while the ghost hunters were there, they definitely did pick up some weird evidence, especially in that third floor mezzanine area and then the workshop under the stage. When two of the guys were up on the third floor, they saw an apparition standing outside one of the boxes across the way, which means it was basically standing in midair.
Oh.
Just kind of like out in the middle of everything on the third floor.
I would do that.
I would too. Just be like, hey guys, sup?
Hey.
Right? You can literally just walk wherever. I would walk wherever.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys felt his arm get pushed, which freaked him out, which again cracks me up. I'm not saying that I wouldn't get freaked out, like if that happened to me, but it always seems so funny to me when these people who do this for a living are like, holy balls!
I mean, I think that's part of like what they have to do for a living is be scared.
That's true. But yeah, they're like, ah, I got touched. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Right? It's like, oh, imagine if that was your job and you really actually did hate ghosts.
What do you mean, sad? Actually hated ghosts?
Like that they really scared you and you were not on board with them.
Oh, like that,
like noodles in this podcast?
Yeah.
No. No.
Let's see. Oh, so before they get all super freaked out and, like, leave that mezzanine area, they both begin to hear footsteps coming from above them, which is the roof. And then they heard what sounded like something heavy being dragged across the roof. Yeah, so that's weird. All right, even weirder and creepier and frustratingly never fully explained is what they find. Like, there's so much rage about this. It's what they find when they go down to that basement workshop area. First off, their motion capture camera catches some sort of movement, but it's going so fast that it literally, like, the camera can't figure out what it is. The thermal imaging camera right next to it briefly picks up something that is way colder than everything else, which disappears just as quickly. But the super duper creepy thing that they find is this small tunnel system that runs under the theater. It's creepy as fuck. It's only tall enough for an adult to crawl through. And it seems to be concrete, but then it also kind of looks like there were some bars or something in these weird tunnels. And they never explain what the fuck these tunnel things are.
They're like, oh, we found some weird tunnels.
Yeah. They didn't find them until they were in, like, nobody was like, oh, here, we're giving you the big tour. And by the way, there's some weird ass tunnels. They were just like, we're looking around. What the fuck are these weird ass tunnels? And then.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Even when they're talking. So at the end of the show, they like give the evidence that they find to whoever, you know, like brought them in or whatever. So they're talking to the manager about it after the investigation. They're like, hey, we found this weird ass tunnel and we heard creepy voices. And she's like, wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, she super knew about it and she's been using it for some sort of like crazy like drug thing.
Like, what are these fucking tunnels?
She's a crazy drug thing.
Then she's like smuggling drugs. He's through like a that
drug kingpin.
Yeah. It's and so she was rough. Like, we're just not going to really address the tunnels. I'm not even going to acknowledge that you just said that. And I am going to send you a threatening letter later.
Yeah.
And then you're never seen again.
Right? Seriously. Like, I tried Googling these tunnels and everything. I couldn't find anything about them either.
Well,
so
you're going to have to go.
I know.
No,
I know.
Don't go.
And that was the last I was ever seen. While they are crawling around in this tunnel, they hear what?
No, he is not happy about the tunnel. I think he is more unhappy about the tunnel than I am.
It's something to do with being in a space and potentially feeling like something can move faster than you.
Well, and you're kind of, they're in,
I don't
there
like
in,
that.
In the dark. Like, they're, you know, I think they're using, like, their night cameras or whatever, so they can't see. It's literally, I think, three of them in a row. So even if something was to, like, you can't easily turn around.
Into,
like,
here's a question.
Yeah.
Here's a question. What speed of ghost most scares you? Do you get what I'm saying? Because, like, some ghosts move really sporadically and erratically, like, very just very quickly.
Ghosts.
I don't like those. I'm okay with normal speed and potentially slow,
like
floaty. I'm fine with them. They're chill. But when you got something moving quick and weird, even if it's a human moving quick and weird, I don't like that.
Yeah, the one that's like across the room and then you blink and they're like right in front of your face. That's just like,
I'm okay with that. I'm actually okay with that. I don't like seeing them do the moving. That's faster.
Okay.
I don't like that.
All right. I mean, all of it sounds creepy. So, there you go.
Right.
So we're all correct. So they're in this tunnel and it's dark and they hear what sounds like a voice that says something indistinguishable but with a threatening type inflection. So that's just great. Then when they go back and analyze their recordings, they capture what sounds like a breathy voice that says help, and then a few seconds later, let me out.
What's behind the bars?
I don't know. What are these tunnels?
What kind of are there bars that you can fit through?
I'm not. See, and that was where it was kind of hard because it was dark and they were just kind of like, hey, we found these tunnels. And they kind of like panned across it and it was what looked like bars. But I don't. I couldn't, you know, I don't know.
And all they don't say anything about the bars. They just walked out. They just like got down there and they looked and they're like, and then they yeet it out.
No, they looked in it and were like, we're going to crawl into this.
But
like,
they didn't crawl towards the bar.
Do you know how many people say that?
What?
So many people. They're like, hey, look, a very claustrophobic place I shouldn't probably go, and I probably won't be able to squeeze myself out of. That's where I'm going to go.
Let's go in. Yeah, let's go in there.
Oddly
seems like
enough,
a great...
I have actually made that choice. So, yeah.
So, yes, yes. Yeah, I don't know. It's... the only thing that I could think of maybe was, like, with those EVPs, it seems like maybe those tunnels were somehow part of the ones from the Fort San Cristobal, which is about a quarter of a mile away.
How many minutes is that?
It's probably about, like...
I think it was,
like,
a 7-minute
like walk.
Yeah.
13-minute crawl.
Okay.
Depending on if you're a ghost, five
right.
minutes.
Are you float as the ghost floats? the fort does have a bunch of tunnels and stuff like that, and they had some like secret ones and some that were, you know, more known about and stuff like that. Those though, at least the ones that I could find, were all a bit bigger, being like 5 foot by 4 foot, but. You know, maybe they had smaller secret ones that ran away from the porch and under the theater. I don't know.
I'm not telling you about my secret tunnel.
I mean, it's a secret tunnel.
I just realized that I probably need one.
Right?
Right.
I also want one of those bookcases that let you in to like...
Yes! Oh my god, I tried so hard to talk Michael into letting me do that in our house. And I was like, this needs to be, like, our life. And he's not on board.
Just do it. He'll never know.
I'm trying to have Alexis allow me to convert my basement into a replica of John Wayne Gacy Jr.'s basement.
Yeah, that's not
She's going for it, I think.
All right. Is she going to be the first body?
I mean, does it look just, like... Yeah.
It's a crawl space full of dead bodies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, so I don't know. Like, maybe also with the gallows, maybe there was some, like...
Escape tunnel?
Or torture tunnel? I don't know.
I don't think torture tunnel is a thing that goes doesn't really the gallows. Make, yeah. I don't think that's
it really doesn't
thing.
Roll off the tongue that great. I mean, it does, but it's like
it does.
It seems, why does it?
It doesn't seem like a. It seems like a lot of work when you could not have to make your
back hurt for torturing.
You know what? I don't know. You know what? People came up with really elaborate torture methods, so it could be.
It's not ergonomic.
People are like fucked, and they come up with crazy fucking shit. So I can totally see that torture tunnels are a thing.
That's a question see? I'd like us to cover in the future. Of the torture weapons, which was the most unruly for the torturer to actually utilize?
What? That's such weird shit.
That's a good question.
No, that's a stoner question.
No, it ain't. It's a real good question.
No.
Like, it takes logistics to, like, get five horses and, quarter somebody with a horse. There's a lot of planning.
There's a lot of, like...
I think they enjoy that shit.
I'm just saying, how much planning? Which was the most planned torture? That's all I ask.
Do you have to start out with everything fully spread out, or do you have some slack?
Right, like, exactly.
And then, what's is it like 1, 2, 3 go? Or is it like 1, 2, 3?
I don't think it matters.
That's a rock, paper, scissors dispute for you for the millennia.
I think you just do it, and like, no matter what, it's gonna suck. There is no scenario in which case any...
Well, right, the outcome might be horrible, but the planning, that's what we're focused on.
That doesn't need planning. That does not need planning. You're like, hey, Jim, Mo, and Curly, get your horse and take this rope. And they're like, what's the other end of tied? Don't ask questions. Okay, cool. As soon as you get them tied up, just go, okay? And it doesn't matter which direction he goes, it's gonna suck.
Yeah, but what if Mo like gets him tied and he just starts going, and all of a sudden you just got one limb tied and now you're just going?
Still sucks. Still sucks. There's nothing about this that doesn't suck.
I'm not saying it's not gonna suck. I mean, torture is—it's torture.
It's just... Right? No, it doesn't matter. What was the you most? You don't have to plan it.
What was the most inconvenient?
It totally. I mean, I think any of them that require some sort of like maintenance seems inconvenient.
Yeah, but think of a kidnapper. He can't go out to eat. He can't go out on a date.
Actually, he can.
No.
Like, Child Protective Services has already failed. Like, so it's not...
Right, but you got a person at home.
Don't you remember the girl in the box?
I kind of forget the girl in the box.
Yeah, everyone did.
Oh, fuck! I mean, yeah. I remember a picture.
I don't think I did that one to you. I think I did that one to Noodles.
Yeah, I remember the girl in the box.
Maybe I actually like paid attention.
Yeah,
I don't think
like watching. I mean, listening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She was under the bed. Yeah, dude.
In a box.
Actually, listened to it.
Yeah, they didn't go out to eat. They didn't go out to eat.
They did all the time. Well, she was everything like normal.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. That's why I'm in charge. So on that note, we have finished our spooky ookie dive into the Puerto Rico Teatro Tapia. And I was right. So
you know those
You right about?
Yeah, what were you right about?
Kidnapping and them not going anywhere, doing anything. Everything.
Oh, just
I'm right about
one,
everything.
The one, that one thing that you're going to bring up, that's what you're right about? Like, that's going to be your success story for today?
That's your golden oldie?
Also, jeez. The aliens were aliens,
no,
not owls.
They were owls.
What? No. See, look, now you're just ruining it.
Yeah, don't. No? Don't judge out the past. It's not good form.
Why do you keep bringing up old shit?
Jeez,
because you asked me to.
You know when you're about to feed somebody with a spoon and you're like, oh, here comes the airplane. I think of these episodes like that, except instead of like a little like, ooh, here we go. It's like, oh, I gotta go to Hong Kong. And then I've gotta go to Saudi Arabia for a little. And I'm just like,
by the time, so are we, give me the fucking Gerber paste. Are we at the spoon right now and we're just fucking cock teasing like a,
it's like in my mouth and then it's nope.
No.
You sure you want it? You sure you
want it? I don't know.
90,
are
do
we
you
gonna
want,
end? I think we
do you
might.
Want this Gerber paste to
should
end?
We end? Oh god, I would have shut this off like a little while ago because I'd be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I piss me off.
90, just take the fucking bite. Jesus God.
Fucking gaslight.
Their fault.
Well, on that note, we did the thing. Woot. And
num num.
And insulted our listeners and force fed
they like
them
it.
Some weird airplane food. On that note,
we're abusive to our listeners.
You are.
Oh, Jesus. We are abusive. Not just me. No, this is a collective.
I don't think I was being abusive.
Think of it like the Power Rangers. You guys are the shins, and I'm the shoulder blades.
You're right.
We did also, though.
My existence is abusive.
There you go.
Yes.
We did make Lolo snort, so I'm feeling pretty accomplished right about now.
We won.
There's our golden oldie.
Definitely. So, on that note, rate, review, subscribe.
Buy shit.
Maybe not this episode, because this one I have a feeling it's weird. But yeah, buy some shit. Get on our Patreon. Do all that good shit and such. All right, we're going. I feel like it's only going to get worse from here. So, goodbye from me.
Woot.
Wait, was there supposed to be another woot after that? Like woot.
That's
woot?
It. You are done. Bye.
See you later. Okay.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our website at todieforpodcast.com. If you'd like to follow us, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at todieforpodcast, as well as our fluffy fam on Instagram at todieforpodcast_fluffyfam. If you'd like to send us an email, todieforpodcast@gmail.com. Cover art is thanks to Joelle Haight, and original music was created by Vincent Amston. Have a spooky day!